I'm going to vote in a referendum, an Irish referendum. Today is the day when the Irish people, the citizens of Ireland, have an opportunity to vote on an issue being put to us by our government. And it's amazing for me that I should be going to vote in this referendum, because I... Now, let me start this audioboo all over again. Right, I'm going to start. I'm going to vote in a referendum, and it's a referendum put to the Irish people by the government, and it's now 20 past four in the afternoon, and I don't know what to say about this referendum, to be truthful. Words fail me. The reason I started again is because I realised I had a sudden situation on the audioboo where I couldn't be confident that what I was going to say next was actually going to be true. In fact, I suspected I was going to maybe mislead you. And I didn't want to do that in case you might actually trust me. Because you might trust me to be able to accurately describe what the Irish referendum is about. And the truth is that I'm an unreliable witness, I have to say. But that's partly why I'm making the audioboo. I know exactly how I'm going to vote. But the amazing thing is that this morning I had a conversation with my wife about the referendum for the very first time. So on the day of the referendum, after there's been a big national campaign, or a national campaign I will call it, around the referendum, the very first time I discuss it with my wife is on the morning of voting. Now, of course, this might be normal if you if you're in a marriage in which both people don't talk to each other very much, like my grandfather and grandmother's marriage. But between my wife and I, this is extremely unusual. And on top of that, it might not be all that unusual in a family in which politics doesn't get discussed at all. But in our family, we both have a very big interest in politics. So it is very, very unusual that you'd have a situation whereby we wouldn't have discussed this. So what's going on? I say to myself, what is actually going on? Why on earth haven't I discussed what's going on in this referendum with my wife? And the truth is that I'm not entirely sure why. And on top of that, I have managed to get through the entire election, the referendum campaign, without discussing it with anybody at all. So I'm going to vote in a referendum, and I haven't discussed really the matter of what's at stake in the referendum with anybody. Except briefly with my wife this morning. And we ended up, agreeing with each other on how we were going to vote, but not agreeing with each other on why we were going to vote that way. So we then had to stop because we had to get on with life and get on with getting our daughter ready for the day and ourselves and everything like that. So what on earth is going on? I mean, why would I? I have had... This is very unusual. The last national opportunity to vote, I was... I had many, many discussions with people about not even so much about how I was going to vote, but about, you know, what might happen in the election and who might be up, who might be down, and all that sort of thing. And actually, funnily enough, it spawned a collaboration between me and a candidate who failed to get elected, but who then managed to get himself elected to the Irish Senate. And that's John Gilroy from Glenmire. A man whom I have held in the highest esteem, funnily enough, for politicians. But anyway, the point about this is that I'm demonstrating to myself, and I think I'm an average kind of person on this sort of thing. So what I have in my head is the idea that perhaps loads and loads of people are not voting in this referendum. And at the moment, I can't even find my way to the polling station. Hold on, let me just ask this man. Excuse me, do you know where the polling station is? Do you know where the polling station is?
For St. Joseph's, is it?
Yeah.
First left there.
Thanks a lot.
Go left then when you're in there.
I will. I will let the taxi pass me, and then I will go in there. Right. So I can't even remember where the polling station is, and other times I would have found it with confidence. So there's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong. Well, I'll take full responsibility with me. Okay, background to this includes the fact that I haven't always been a voter. When I got the right to vote at the age of 18, I was just out of school, and there must have been no election in Ireland in 1968 because I didn't vote. And in fact, I never voted in Ireland at all, and never voted in the UK for a very longish time. Because I held a political view which was extreme left-wing, and I believed that parliamentary democracy was a sham. I believed that it was a kind of conspiracy, really, in which the powers that be organized things so that there would be an appearance of engagement, an appearance of involvement by citizens. Oh, I come here now to the polling station, which the last time I was here was covered in cars. I could hardly move myself. There isn't a single car here. In fact, I'm going to drive into the school where the election is, where the referendum is taking place. And I see in front of me a smattering of cars, and you certainly wouldn't get much conversation out of the people who are here because there's almost nobody here. I'm outside St. Joseph's National School in Riverstone. I'll come back to this audiobook after I have voted. So I voted. I have. I've been in and done the deed. And you know, you really would have no idea how to vote based upon what was available to you inside. There was the ballot paper and a question on the ballot paper, and you'd want to have a very clear idea about what you were going to do. Otherwise, you could, have a hard job deciding what to do. I remember in the UK, the voting I remember is, and even campaigning at one stage, in an electoral campaign for a candidate, I remember there were people outside giving out leaflets and basically either lobbying you before you went in to vote or asking you when you came out how you had voted. But in this particular case, there was not a sinner around who seemed to care how you voted. Anyway, I'm not complaining, I'm just describing, really. So I voted, and I'm going to tell you how I voted. I voted in a certain way. I voted according to a single overriding voting principle, which I used to apply to the situation. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody else uses this, but I voted upon my stance on what I will call the European project. So I have an overarching view on the European project, and I have consistently voted in line with my view on the European project. And in my head, I confess that this is an element in a bigger, bigger, bigger picture. And the bigger, bigger picture is the thing that really influenced me in how I would vote. I won't bore you with how I voted. That would be a small issue, really, and that would hijack the conversation in that direction. But just to tell you that, for me, the most important thing was that I actually voted and that I experienced what it was like for other voters to live in Ireland during the election campaign, and secondly, to go in today and cast their vote. So that's it. I'm back now where I started from, which was Cafe Baba. Bye-bye.